Welcome, everybody, to another episode of OTR's Vantage Point. I'm your host, Mark Kelly, fighting through a head cold, a little bit of a sore throat, but it's not going to keep your boy down. So let's go ahead and talk. If you haven't seen The Vantage Point before, or Warhog Words of Wisdom, or even On the Range podcast with Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense, the wildly popular flagship of the OTR universe, make sure you check out all the past episodes. And don't forget to check out Warhog.com and KellyDefense.com. Subscribe and sign up for those newsletters. Now, I wasn't going to talk about this story, but it keeps coming up more and more in the media. It's a little bit sad, but a lot of interesting and a lot of entertaining. Is the NFL the best reality show on TV right now? It's got to be. And I'm sure that the NFL is loving it, considering all the hits they were taking back with the woke trend, doing things and saying things that people weren't interested in when they're watching football. They just want to watch football. If I were to tell you that a single player doing something that you just don't see very often was going to overshadow a crazy comeback win, or a crazy scenario where two teams, all they had to do was tie and they both made it in, and one of them happened to just mess that up, ended up getting eliminated. But instead, the big news is Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, if you haven't seen the story, which I'm surprised if you haven't, it's been all over the news, not just the sporting news. It's just been all over the news. So Antonio Brown, wide receiver, former wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right near the end of the game, 4 or 5 minutes left, ends up taking off his upper torso gear, his shoulder pads, his uniform, throws it into the stands, and then runs off the field cheering on the crowd while his team is on the field. Craziest thing that I've seen in a long time. What makes it even worse is not that he just did that and quit on his team. We're going into the playoffs. We're about ready to go into the playoffs. He's on a team with Tom Brady, is the quarterback, who wanted him to come, by the way, gave him a chance to be a part of it, wins a Super Bowl. Bruce Arians, who's widely known as a player's coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, how this came about is there's some scuttlebutt going around on the internet that Antonio Brown didn't want to play because he had a hurt ankle, and that the team and the coach were trying to force him to do, you know, some things to mitigate the pain so he could continue playing, and he wasn't happy about it. And then at one point, the coach indicated, "You're done," told him to get out of there, and that's when Antonio Brown left the game. If you've ever paid attention to the NFL or pro sports, especially football, that in itself, asking a player or having treatments that would help a player mitigate pain and not cause further injury, but he could still play, those things occur. Those things occur. There's trainers, there's doctors. Those things do happen. So I don't necessarily think that that's not out of the realm of possibility. So whether or not that's the true reason or not, there's also some scuttlebutt and some talk that because Antonio Brown has been on multiple different teams and hasn't been the greatest teammate, even though he's a fantastic player, that his contract is heavily incentivized, meaning the better you play, the more you get paid. There was some talk that he wasn't happy during halftime of the game, that he wasn't getting targeted enough. So maybe there were some incentives in there that he wasn't going to reach because he wasn't getting enough targets, wasn't getting enough catches. And that's what he's really upset about. I don't know. I don't know any of those facts, but the display that he put on as he left the field was unbelievable. Tom Brady, of course, drives down the field last minute, ends up winning the game. Great finish. But no one's talking about it because we're talking about Antonio Brown. Now, the aftermath of this, the fallout. Antonio Brown was formally released a few days later in the week. He reacted publicly, started posting tweets that were between him and the coach, him and some of the training staff, that seemed to lend to the fact that the coach did know about his injury. Then it was also discovered that the night before this event, that Antonio Brown invited an internet IG Instagram model who happens to have an OnlyFans page up to his room the night before. And then after this happened, she goes public with the tweets and the texts between the two of them. Why wouldn't she? How many more clicks and how many more OnlyFans do you think she got? Memberships, subscribers, probably quite a few. I mean, she indicated that he alluded to this act the night before. Hey, watch what I do tomorrow. Maybe he was talking about the game. I don't know. But she put that out there on air. She was on radio, on some podcasts, and also tweeted out those texts between the two of them. Now, Antonio Brown is a fantastic player. And I think someone else is going to give him another shot. And many of you are probably saying, well, hey, Mark, why would he do that? The guy's toxic in the locker room. He's been on four or five different teams. He's only 32. I'm close on this one, guys. Don't hold me to it, but I'm close on this one. Well, I'll tell you why. Because if they release him outright, another team can pick him up. We're getting ready to go in the playoffs. He is a fantastic athlete. One of the best American football players on the planet. But he comes with some baggage. So I do believe someone's going to give him a shot. But my biggest takeaway from all this is that the NFL is really benefiting from this drama, all this happenings. Another thing I take away from it, if I was dealing with anyone involved in this, including the coach from Tampa Bay or these IG models or Antonio Brown, I wouldn't be sending them any kind of text that I didn't want to make public. That's for sure. But he'll get another chance. He's just too talented. Now, the flip side of that is I believe that the NFL and some of these teams, although they're profiting from this and they like the drama and he's a great player, it's obvious that he's got some issues that he could use some help dealing with. That's without question. If you're having that much difficulty dealing in this business when you're this good and having reactions and outbursts like this, it would be nice to see the NFL couldn't get him some help and see if he can't help deal with some of this. I would like to see that. He's a great player. And he's a human being. And I really don't think he's thinking clearly or has the tools emotionally to deal with some of this aftermath. Maybe his finances aren't good. That's why he needs these targets so he can get this incentive money. Because I kept thinking when I'm watching it and the aftermath is coming out, I kept thinking, if Antonio just hung in there, just kept his mouth shut, even though he didn't get that incentive money, he would have been on the team. He would have got playoff money, possibly Super Bowl money. And he wouldn't be in his position where other teams will second guess, even though he's this great of a player, taking him on their team. All he had to do was just hang in there. But he obviously doesn't have the emotional tools to do it. So I'd like to see him get some help. But man, what a reality show. A lot better than this Bachelor, this 90-Day Fiancé, and all this other crap. Because this is unscripted. You can't script this. You can't script this. Those other things, Bachelor and 90-Day Fiancé, those are all scripted. That's all fake. It's not reality TV, but this is. And it's been fun to watch. So tell me what you think about this take, guys. Go ahead and leave me a comment below. Don't forget to, again, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/ontherangepodcast. You can support the show. You also get free content, exclusive content. Get some training tips, vlogs, behind-the-scenes stuff. And don't forget to sign up again for the newsletters at warhawk.com and kellydefense.com. Go out there and crush the week, guys.